Good afternoon. The weather trend for the afternoon hours will be to dry things out gradually from west to east as a coastal storm tracks through the Canadian Maritimes. The influence of the westernmost part of this system brought us clouds and showers this morning, but those showers are tending to diminish with time. And the clouds will also break up as a northwest wind increases and at times gusts over 20 and up to even 40 miles per hour. This drying trend will lead to more bright spots and breaks of sunshine through the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to reach into the lower 60s for afternoon highs. We'll have a further clearing trend tonight with high pressure building in, and temperatures will be back into the 40s. This will set us up for a pattern change, both at the surface and mid-levels of the atmosphere. A big ridge of high pressure will build in, and that will mean more sunshine for tomorrow and high temperatures bouncing back into the lower to mid-70s. In fact, that big ridge will only build through the middle of the week, and summer-like warmth will arrive in the region. With a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and a southwest wind, temperatures will surge into the middle and even some upper 80s. Mid to upper 80s again on Thursday with a shot at 90, although a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible as the heat and humidity start to increase to summer-like levels. Behind this front, we'll go back to seasonably mild temperatures Friday and through the weekend with highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the northern tier of the United States will be in an active wet pattern for a couple of days as low pressure centers rotate through an upper level trough moving through the west. Rain and high elevation snow will spread across parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern California eastward into parts of the Northern Rockies as an approaching front tracks across the Northwest. Portions of the Cascades could have periods of heavy precipitation during this time. For areas east of the Continental Divide, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop from the southern high plains to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes as a front moves out onto the plains and lifts northeast through the upper Midwest into Canada. Any one of these thunderstorms will have the potential to become strong to even severe, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted much of the high plains and portions of the upper Midwest as having a slight risk of severe weather with strong wind gusts and hail the primary risks. Meanwhile, embedded areas of heavy rainfall will likely set up over portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and northern Michigan and may lead to rapid runoff and flash flooding. This particular region could see rainfall amounts of up to 3 to 4 inches. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy, mid-60s, Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 47, the record high 93 set in 1900, and the record low 31 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m., sunset this evening 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds breaking up with some more sunshine during the afternoon, windy with highs in the lower 60s, clearing tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds breaking up from west to east with more sunshine later in the afternoon, windy with highs in the lower to mid-60s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, windy with highs in the lower 60s, clearing tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, gradually the clouds will break up through the afternoon from west to east, windy with highs in the lower 60s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to some breaks and more sunshine through the afternoon and windy with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine in the morning mixed with some clouds in the afternoon, warmer, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very warm Wednesday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the mid to upper 80s with an outside chance of 90. A scattered shower or thunderstorm possible late in the day. A mix of sun and clouds, not quite as warm on Friday, lower to mid-70s, around 70 with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.